Well, good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are going to be reading Psalm 47, and today's reading is a psalm proclaiming that God is our supreme ruler. It is a celebratory hymn in praise of God's kingship, and was probably used in some form of liturgical procession, in the Hebrew worship. So, let me see here. Again, God's guiding word for us this week is spiritual renewal. And so let's begin reading Psalm 47 at verse 1. Clap your hands for joy, all peoples. Praise God with loud songs. The Lord, the Most High, is to be feared. He is a great king, ruling over all the world. He gave us victory over the peoples. He made us rule over the nations. He chose for us the land where we live, the proud procession of his people whom he loves. God goes up to his throne, and there are shouts of joy and the blasts of trumpets as the Lord goes up. Sing praise to God. Sing praise to our King. God is king over this world. Praise him with songs. God sits on his sacred throne, and he rules over the nations. The rulers of the nations assemble with the people of the God of Abraham. More powerful than all armies is he. He rules supreme. And the key verse for today is Psalm 47, verse 8, where it says, God sits on his sacred throne, and he rules over the nations. Beloved, it's important for us to understand that no matter how squirrely things seem to get, what goes on in the Ukraine, what is going on here with Russia, what is going on with China and Iraq, and all of these things. Oh my goodness, when you have 24-hour-a-day news channels, they have to go ahead and dredge up all the possible problems that could be leading to a worldwide war, just to keep their readership up. But in fact, God is in control. The Bible says in another place that the heathen rage. So yeah, let the ungodly rage. Let them do and say and act whatever they want to. Our God is in control. He loves us. His hand of protection and provision is there day by day for his children, for the ones that he loves. Let's pray. Sovereign God, your reign is eternal. With my whole being, I praise your holy name. With a song in my heart, I joyfully proclaim your love for all people. You are king over all the world. Reign in my heart, Lord God. Amen. Well, again, that brings our time together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow as we're going to be reading John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14, when it tells us how Jesus is the way to God the Father. Until tomorrow then, may God bless you with every wonderful blessing. Whatever you need is yours in Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.